Accelerator Media. White letters appear over a black background. We shall learn to live together like brothers. Otherwise, we will perish like imbeciles. Martin Luther King.
The thing that was so cool about Sister Rosa Parks' attitude wasn't that she refused to give her seat to a white man, but it's what motivated her to do so. Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah. What led a 42-year-old black seamstress to rebel against the establishment? That's what we must find out.
At night, an old soft-shell convertible skids to a stop in front of a barber shop. Inside, a young black man with glasses sweeps up the floor.
Do me like Rosa.
Outside, three KKK members exit the car with a hound dog. They enter the shop brandishing handguns.
You fucking piece of shit, nigger! We're gonna beat you out of one!
Motherfucker! We'll teach you to spread propaganda all over the neighborhood.
My name's Will. As far as I can remember, I've always dreamt of having an afro. It's just a symbol of my individuality. The symbol of all the struggles against the oppressor.
A young boy with an afro spins in a barber's chair. In the shop, a Klan member points a gun.
A good nigger is a bad nigger. You hear me, motherfucker?
Some people call it a bush. I just call it love. And I plan to spread that love to everybody.
In black and white sketches, a bus cruises down the street. Arnaud Betton and Luc Ernest, in association with The Illicit Producers, presents a Luc Ernest film. A silhouette of a person exits the bus. A red piece of paper drifts out of their hand and expands over the screen. White letters appear. Title: Nola Circus, The Illicit Comedy. A silhouette of a woman spins out of a chair. Executive producers: Boris Diaw, Johan Giroux, Michael Sienna, Maxime Mermoz, Bakary Sagna, Luca Ballo, Alexis Ajinsa, Nicholas Batum, Ian Mahinmi, Ronnie Turia, Louis Saha, and Nando DiCola, with the support of Erica Badu, starring Ricky Wayne, Vaz Blackwood, Jessica Morali, Camille McEwen, Dave Davis, Martin Bradford, McCoy Banks, Reginald Varese, and Corey Parker. Director of Photography, Andy Strayhorn. Editing by Sarah Chartier. Art Direction, Nicholas Sotero. Original Soundtrack, Polaric Riviere. Produced by Arnaud Betton and Luc Ernest. Written and directed by Luc Ernest. Daytime, on a town street, the young man with glasses holds up flyers that read, Rosa Parks' life.
Brothers, we must forget where we come from and how the way to get here was. And nowadays, more than yesterday, we must join together to make this a better world. A world where everyone has his place. So come on out to the Afros and Cupcakes tomorrow. Come and experience the incredible story of our incredible seamstress, Sister Rosa Parks. Sister Parks, who alone against everyone. Alabama said that by refusing to give up her seat on that bus. Yeah, you're right.
Woody, turn it down.
But, Marvin.
There's no Marvin. Just shut up. You're making my ears bleed.
Come on now.
Damn it, Will. Are you done already?
I love you too, Marvin.
A man with a large afro.
That's Marvin, known as Marv the Scissors. He the barber from across the street. His shop ain't always crowded, so he playing dominoes all the time. And the guys he's sitting with are his brothers. Hathi the Big Ears, you know, because he got big ears. And Khan the Anaconda.
A man touches his crotch.
Don't ask. The brother with the mop in the back, that's Woody. He spends most of his time sweeping Marvin's shop and singing opera. He stutters when he speaks, but never when he sings.
A cargo van passes Will by a street corner.
That's Algiers Point, one of the quietest places in New Orleans.
In the barber shop, Will glances down at a letter just inside the door as he enters. He picks it up and unfolds it as he sits at a coffee bar counter. Mismatched newspaper and magazine letters are pasted into words on the paper.
You dirty nigger, this is our first and last warning. If you want to live, shut down your propaganda salon immediately. KKK.
KKK? This has got to be a joke.
A dark-haired white woman stands at the door.
The portrait gallery wouldn't be complete if I didn't tell you about Nola. When Woody introduced her to me, it was love at first sight. But her brother is a bit jealous, so I try to keep that affair confidential, you know, under wraps.
She gives him a sultry stare.
What are you doing here?
Moving in. Are you happy to see me?
What about Denzel?
Denzel, Nola's half-brother. Well, they had different daddies, and as incredible as it might seem, he is as dark as ebony, and she is white as snow.
No!
Will kisses her.
You have to trust in my brother.
Look, I told you, babe, I'm going to talk to him, but you know how Denzel is. Sister, you know, look, why you think I made up that piece of boy's story?
You seen my sister?
Oh, no, man, but you need to keep an eye out on if you want to turn out all right, you know?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
I saw hanging with one of those pizza delivery boys again.
Which one?
His biggest fear is that someone to lay a hand on his sister.
Put yourself in my shoes, though. I mean, your brother Denzel is...
And ever since he's been suspecting her of working as that bunny to pay them tap dance classes off, he's been a bit nervous.
Touch my sister and I'll fucking kill you, piece of shit. I'll rip out your guts and I'll put them on you, piece.
Come on, I said he looked like him.
Denzel strangles a delivery boy in the barbershop.
Just give me some more time. All right. That's why I hired as my shampoo girl. She was seeking any ways and means of escaping her brother's vigilance. Denzel isn't really a bad guy, but nah. Whenever he hears anything about pizza delivery boys, he goes bonkers, you heard me? He just can't help it.
The fuck?
In a pizzeria, employees with black eyes and bruises hang their heads.
If I asked you in here today, it's not to help me pick out the color of the fucking pepperoni. It's to tell you that I think you're all a bunch of heap of fucking linguine. And your fucking brains are made out of marinara sauce. Why can't you find this one fucking moolie?
Because it's a big fucking city. This fucking guy could be anywhere.
I don't give a fuck. You hear me? I want you to check every fucking pit, every dive bar in this fucking city. I want that fucking baboon. Huh? I'm gonna hang him in a tree by his fucking balls.
Juice, why don't you just cool it off?
Cool it off. He wants me to cool it off. It's cool off, you cunt-faced faggot. You don't even remember the motherfucker that fucked you up. And you want me to cool it off?
Brief amnesia. Then the doctors say that I should
be... Fuck the doctor! Let me tell you something. I'll cool it off when that fucking ape goes back to his fucking savannah in fucking Apeville and his fucking ape family friends rip him apart like a bunch of fucking hyenas.
And you ain't doing yourself any good by getting this fucking pissed off.
I thought you said you saw him the other day.
I think I saw him over in Jackson Square. It's fucking Jackson Square. I lost him.
Oh, you lost? Say that again? I'm sorry. You did what?
I lost him.
You lost him? He's not a fucking Q-tip. He's got white fucking hair. Hey, everybody. How many have ever seen a fucking nigga with white hair before? Raise your hand. Anybody? You better put your fucking hand down. Put your fucking hand down!
A bald man stares up at Jez.
The fuck you want me to do? I lost him. He disappeared.
You know what? Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck you and your faggoty fucking face! Fuck! You know what this fucking guy has done to me? Look at me! High
life. At the back of a building, Jez parks a convertible. Denzel appears, opens the car door, then grabs Jez's head in the pizzeria.
Hey! He grabbed me by my fucking hair. My hair! Then he put me in my fucking door. Cadillac!
They stare at Jez. Don't worry, I'm
fine. And that's what happens when you let a hand on my sister, you fucking macaroni.
That's what he says to me. Huh? Oh, but my nightmare isn't fucking over yet. No, not by a fucking long shot. Amanda comes out, she sees me. She's convinced that my ass was kicked by some jealous husband whose wife I'm banging.
Don Giuseppe! Who's the puttana?
Yeah, that's my reality right fucking now, okay? She doesn't even say goodbye to me. She just fucking is hammering me over and over and over again with a fucking purse. Fuck you! So, you know what she does? She takes my fucking kids. My kids. Back to Sicily. You know what that means? That means I'm gonna start getting some fucking questions. I want you to cue the Godfather music right now. This is some serious shit.
I love you!
So I want you to find that fucking baboon, and I want you to find him right fucking now!
A delivery boy raises his hand.
Yes.
What if we just call Enzo?
What? Oh, no, no, no. Hey, boss, we don't need this fucking Rajo. I could fucking do this.
No. That's a good idea.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, retard face. That's a good idea. I want you to call Enzo, and I want you to tell him I will offer him 25K. Huh?
25? Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Swimming in a pool, a woman with brown hair in a rainbow-striped two-piece bathing suit approaches a man in his late 60s leaning against the side. Sunshine beams down while two other women sit above on the edge of the pool deck, fanning and massaging him. He sips a drink. In the pizzeria, the bald employee picks up a phone in front of a rain-covered window.
Pronto.
Bang! Ciao, Enzo. Sono Marcello. Come va?
Giuseppe needs to find the guy, and he wants you to take care of him.
Marcello, you know how much I hate the legal villa once I'm here?
Giuseppe's got 25,000 reasons you might want to
reconsider leaving your village.
Damn it, Villa, at the move of the
fan. You're blocking my son.
25 grand, huh?
What's the weather like over there?
The weather? Benissimo. Oh, yeah, hot and sunny. Next couple of days.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Yeah. You tell Giuseppe.
Just because it's him, I'm going to come all the way over there.
Good. Chiamiamo presto.
Ciao. See you soon.
The bald man sneers and makes hand gestures at the phone. At the barbershop, Will works on a client's hair. Denzel opens the front door.
All right, baby, okay. You know you're going to be here for a few hours untangling all these things, but your
Will's going to be... I just seen another one of those pizza guys. Have you seen my sister yet?
Damn, Denzel, nah, man, I ain't seen her. She's off the date. You want a cupcake?
Fuck them cupcakes.
Well, they're gonna be poisoning all the pizzas.
All right.
You know what you want.
You're not gonna let Marvin do your hair anymore.
That Herb's place? No, thank you. Last time I was there, he grabbed my ass.
Say what?
I swear.
Benny,
get your finger out your nose right now. So I warned him. Next time he does that, I'm telling Karen straight away.
Mm-hmm. Marvin's not a bad guy.
Are you kidding?
I've been knowing him since he was a child. He's very sensitive, I can tell you.
Shrink! Why do you have to interpret everything? All I know is Marvin is a pervert. Believe me.
Hello.
Benny, finger, nose, out.
No one had ever thought of putting afros together with civil rights in town. And the place got so popping that even white folks have come here to get their hair done. And the best thing about it all, the thing that makes every barber in town jealous, especially Marvin across the street, is that Erica Badu comes to my salon every time she's in town.
A woman with a large afro.
Let me tell you, I'd be jealous too if it wasn't me.
She hugs Will. Elsewhere, Marvin's bald-headed brother, Hothy, wanders around wearing only a black tank top, flip-flops, and a gold watch. He steps up to a wooden door between two houses and peers through a small window. Ketamine, medication for anesthesia, also used as a drug. In a living room, a young black woman puffs a joint, then passes it to Nola.
The vixen with the multicolored nails? That's Karen, Marvin's girlfriend. With Nola, they always together smoking and watching musicals. She sells weed and ecstasy, probably the best in town, but she has a real knack for getting in trouble. Whenever a nutcase shows up in the hood, you can be sure he going to Karen's.
Karen!
Outside.
Karen! Here! Here!
What the hell are you doing here? Doing my fucking nails. Shit! Hothy, fuck! What the hell are you doing here? Close the damn door!
I'm out of pills.
We agreed I was gonna come to your place tomorrow. Couldn't this wait 24 hours?
I know, but I'm going crazy.
That's still no reason for you to come to my house like this.
I'm sorry, but I'm fucking freaking
out. Didn't I tell you there were some basic precautions we needed to take?
I know, you did.
And that's why you show up at my house with your balls hanging out in a fucking wad of cat.
She grabs money from his hand and narrows her eyes. Dazed, Hothy glances around.
Karen, I'm sorry, I'm so fucking sorry, all right? But me and Con, we met this girl, right? This bitch just swallowed all the pills.
Flash to a white woman wearing a nurse's hat. Karen storms off.
Karen, please, come back. Karen, please. Please, Karen.
Come on, Garrett. Don't leave me like this with my balls hanging out. Come on now.
Outside Marvin's shop, a delivery boy approaches Woody.
Hey, Woody. Vinny.
What's
hey,
up, baby?
You feeling better?
Yeah. I feel great. And look, I got new watches, and then I can give them to you at a retail price. $40.
40?
Whoa. 20.
Listen, Woody, these watches, they're coming straight from Italy, and they're real good replica. So, 35?
Bring them down to 25, and I'll take 3.
You're gonna kill my business. Come on, man. Look. Snoop.
Snoop?
Snoop, the doggy dog. He wears that watch. It's a good watch.
Nice.
So, 3 for $100, and...
Ah!
I'll throw in 3 pairs of the colored drawers that your brothers love so much.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you will. You won't forget.
I want this one.
Okay.
On a sidewalk, Khan supports the woman with the nurse's hat as she sloppily hangs by his side. They step towards Karen's side gate door. Karen returns and throws a red silk robe at Hathi.
Here, put this on.
Khan and the woman enter. He leans her against the side of the house. Hathi ties the robe. Khan closes the door.
This right here. This is new, right? Do you have some blush on you?
Look, don't bother, Khan. Okay?
Okay. So let me tell you what's going on. So
stop your bullshit. Tell me. You see a sign on my door?
No. There's no sign.
How about on the street? Do you see a poster saying, big annual fair for fucked up nurses and niggers wearing silly drawers or with big balls bouncing around?
No.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because I'd have the narcs on my back in a second.
Okay. You don't have to get so fucked up about it. I mean, I kind of like the color drawers.
I'm not talking about your fucking jocks, Khan. I don't give a shit if they are green, purple, or leopard. It wouldn't make a fucking difference. You can never, ever, ever come here. You hear me?
Okay. You don't have to get so mad, all right? It was Hathi the one that brought the bitch to me. I didn't. Hathi was the one. Hathi the one that did it. Hathi was.
I am sick of your shit. Jesus, get me started.
You see what you did? You
mad
see what you did?
You
why
am I
gonna be mad at me? Why am I gonna be mad at you?
Why
are you gonna be pissed off me for?
Because
you let the motherfucker take the last pill.
You didn't wanna let her handcuff you. Why are you always blaming me? I'm already
The nurse places a finger over her lips. In her kitchen, Karen grabs a medication bottle from her fridge. She marches past Nola, who smiles, then shuts off a television. At the side of the house, Karen and Nola approach the men. Karen unravels a purple silk robe in front of Khan.
Hey, turn around. Put this on.
Damn!
And listen to me. The two of you, I am willing to help you out this one last time, but you can never come here again. Am I making myself clear?
Yes.
She hands them the bottle.
Be careful with these pills. I cut them with ketamine. Get the hell out of here. Now!
Okay.
Wait! Are you forgetting something?
Oh. Thank you. We love you.
No! Are you fucking stupid or what?
They stare at Karen.
Get this bitch out of here before I chuck her in the trash.
Yeah. Hey, honey. Time to wake up.
Khan shakes the pills at the nurse.
Fucking crackheads.
Yes.
It was very nice to meet you.
Yes, it was.
With the nurse's arms around their necks, Khan and Hathi carry her out the door and down the sidewalk. Dazed, she licks Khan's cheek. They lift her legs up. In Karen's kitchen.
You know, sometimes I think I should just give it up.
I think we should do one big hit, Karen, and then no more pot and pills. And for me, no more Denzel.
What do you have in mind?
A kidnapping.
A what?
Yeah, in a few days there'll be the wedding anniversary of Elios Andriopoulos.
Who the hell is that?
Elios Andriopoulos, a Greek shipping mogul. Bitch, don't you read the papers?
No, I don't read the fucking papers.
Well, there will be industrial bigwigs, heads of showbiz and the like.
Flash to a group of Greek men.
What are you trying to say, Nola?
Karen, what do I do to pay for my dance classes?
Strip.
I'm a birthday bunny, Karen. So, we'll get hired as birthday bunnies, and when the right time comes, hands on your head, don't move, or I'll blow your brains out.
Hands on your head, don't move! Don't move or I will fucking shoot you!
Oh my God.
Follow me and everything's going to be all right.
It will work. Why? Mr. Andropoulos is crazy about his wife. He'll do whatever we ask. Second, we have the surprise ethic working for us. If we act fast, we'll be long gone before the notice. So?
Nola wiggles her brow at Karen, who steps up to the stove.
I think your ass is just as nuts as Hoffy and Khan.
In front of Marvin's shop, Woody hands money over to Vinny.
Woody, thank you very much. Welcome.
Right. Will approaches.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, man. No spitting my pizzas now.
Vinny leaves.
What's up, Woody?
Will. Where are you?
Well, did you hunger or something? I got some cupcakes over there, fresh baked, baby.
I can't. Marvin punish me.
What's this about?
I touched his album, so I got to stay in sweet.
Naked Babe's album.
Yes, with the bodacious bootylicious.
Yeah, man, but that don't make any sense, dude. You can't stay out here all day.
I gotta stay.
All right, well, I can still count on you on Friday, right?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right. I'm telling you, Woody, this is gonna be my most beautiful sermon ever. I'm telling you, baby, you gonna be there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Woody.
See you later.
In a bayou, a naked black man with his hands bound and a bag tied over his head runs towards the edge of a tree line. White letters appear over a black background. Scissors, a tool for cutting paper, made of two sharp blades with holes for your finger and thumb. In Marvin's back room, he and Karen stumble in while vigorously kissing.
Don't worry about me. That doesn't do a thing to me.
Oh, where are you going?
Shut up.
His eyes close. Her head moves towards his waist. In front of Marvin's shop, a bald black man in his 60s with a gray beard, glasses, and a cane enters. Inside.
Do if you don't give me
yes.
a hand.
Are you open?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
we are, sir. Please come right in. Have a seat.
In Marvin's back room.
Sit right here, sir.
All right, sir. What you doing, Karen? You gonna burn my balls.
She passes him a joint.
Here.
In the front.
Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here.
Yeah. I can be useful.
No. Move away.
I got the clippers. Let me help out.
I don't need your help. Get out of here. Sir, if you don't mind, just excuse us for 1 second, okay?
Yes, sir.
Be right back. Get over.
Connor and Hoffy step aside.
What are you doing? Huh? I saw him first. He's my customer.
I know.
All right, so what the fuck are you doing? Do I bother you when you have a customer?
No.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Con grabs at the clippers.
Let it go. Is he good to talk to you?
I'm sorry.
Step over there. All right, sir, how you doing? All right,
no, I'm good, sir.
Let's get you all set up. So what we're going to do here, we're going to get right behind
you. Hathi's eyes lower as Con steps towards the customer in the back room. Marvin enters the front. Will enters the shop.
Hey, Will, what brings you around these parts?
You ain't gonna believe this one, Marvin. Guess who came by salon yesterday?
A woman?
Oh, the most beautiful girl of all, Marvin.
Oh, you're shitting me, right?
She even wrote a few words on this photo for you.
A photo of a scantily clad black woman.
No, wait. Give me
that one, Marvin. I'm gonna give it to you. Just chill out. I'm just gonna take it in, you know? The curves and everything, the beauty.
Give me it, that's it. Damn. I'll put this in my album. Sweet Jesus. She almost naked. What?
The other men in the shop huddle around Marvin, who gazes at the photo.
Ooh, that's nice. to Marvin with Burning Thoughts, Miss Erica Fat Belly Badu. She is bold.
Oh, yo, you ain't seen nothing yet, Marvin. Turn it over. Look at the back.
A baggie of hair.
Oh.
What is that?
Well, I told her about your special album, you know, and she thought it was kind of weird at first, but she went for it.
Will nods at the baggie.
You mean to say this air is pussy here?
Or not just from any
pussy,
Marvin?
Oh, shit. Pussy.
Marvin faints backwards. Karen enters.
What the hell is going on in here?
Get a towel or something, man.
This shit.
It's from Marvin's Naked Babes album.
What?
Yeah, she just cut her hair for him.
What album? What the hell are you talking about?
In a bathroom, Karen sits on the edge of a tub with a photo album. She opens it, revealing pictures of women in provocative poses along with baggies of hair.
Nasty motherfucker! You asshole!
In the pizzeria. Enzo enters.
Oh! Enzo! Fucking beautiful!
Fuck off, Marcello. The weather's shit, and I'm in a bad fucking mood.
It's just a little rain.
It'll rain my ass, all right? Don't try and bullshit me, all right? 3 more days, they're gonna have to build a fucking ark.
Enzo sips an espresso cup.
All right, go get my bags. Pay the cabbie, then go give me a tanning lamp. And I mean a good one, huh? I mean, I'm starting to feel pale already.
All right, all right.
All right, where the fuck's Giuseppe?
He's in the kitchen. He's waiting for you.
Bye, guys.
Ciao, Sabrina.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Listen, have you thought at all about...
Marcello stares at Vinny.
Did you have a chance to think about dinner?
You know the conditions, Vinny.
She hands Vinny a menu, then exits the pizzeria. Vinny gazes after her. Marcello touches Vinny's shoulder.
Do you mind? Do you mind? Forget about the girl. Go pay the cab, get the fucking bags, and let's do some fucking work. Capisce?
Outside of her house, Karen, Nola, and Woody exit the side gate.
Fucking liar! Son of a bitch! Fuck you! Your brother is a fucking toilet! He just needs someone to flush all that shit away! What are you doing with my fucking broom? Let's go, get in.
Did you let him explain it?
Explain? The only worthy explanation is that the motherfucker is really fucking insane! He thinks pussy, he dreams pussy, he needs pussy, 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 but he won't get away with it because I am done with his motherfucking ass. You hear that, Woody? You can tell your bastard brother we are fucking done! Fuck! Woody, are you okay?
I don't feel so good.
Woody, you get this each time we go to an audition.
I'm afraid... You've become very disillusioned.
What are you trying to say?
The pizzeria.
All right, let me make sure I understand the goal. You want me to find this black motherfucker with white hair?
No, no, the goal is to find him before Amanda comes back. I'm on thin fucking ice here, Renzo. You know how Sicilian women are. She's convinced that some jealous husband beat me over the head. And she's given me 72 hours to sort it out.
Oh, she's gonna divorce me.
Get the fuck out. Divorce?
Yeah. But no, because I have you. You're the best. Huh? Right? You gotta find that motherfucker.
Giuseppe, it's raining cats and dogs out there. And look, I got arthritis.
Okay. I'm gonna give you an extra 2,000. 5,000. $10,000. Fine. 10,000. Don't do me like that. Come on. I'm just my marriage on the line.
Bottom line, the weather's shit. I'll do it for 50.
50! 50! 50!
and a tanning lamp.
In a truck.
I'm here to take care of you two. I want to make sure you guys are taken care of. Look, you can get yourself a plain facial tanner or a luxury tanning bed. But if your friend is as fussy as you say, I doubt he'll be happy. Gentlemen, take a look at this.
Vinny and Marcello watch a video screen.
Now, if you truly want to indulge, might I suggest you choose a product at the cutting edge of technology? And that's the exclusive way to Bronze Biological. We cultivate the beet and the sugarcane extract. That's right, the Spray Tanning Bronze Biologic.
They gaze at the driver, who turns into a woman from the video, in the pizzeria.
$50,000? Are you out of your fucking mind? You could do this in your sleep! I'm not asking you to go after the holy fucking grail. I'm asking you to find one fucking nigger that's got white hair! Huh? Did you find the motherfucker, boink him over the head, and bring him back to me?
It's 50. 50 grand. You got the motherfucker by Saturday night.
Jez opens a fridge and pulls out a bundle of cash. He grabs another bundle from an oven vent.
Okay. 25 now. 25 later.
Hey. Don't fucking let me down. Because I'm fucking counting on you.
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Enzo leaves with one of the bundles. Jez glances around as he reaches for the vent. He looks over a shoulder, then puts the other bundle into the oven.
I'm so romantic, I am stupid.
In the bayou, the naked man with the bagged head turns a 360 as the grill of a blue van stops behind him. Another day, sunlight beams through the leaves of a tree above. On the street, Will pulls his car up to a curb, then turns to Nola.
It's the snow right here. Pull up.
In the car, he reaches for a liquor bottle.
What are we doing here?
Now, you really thought I was going to forget our anniversary. Come on now. Now, you love me or you love me?
I love you.
Say it to the mic.
I love you.
She loves me. Yes. That's good.
Inside a church, Will and Nola kiss.
Nola's skin smelled like green papaya as the bangs of her hair fell over her temples. Her cheeks were all pink and her lips were glowing like caramel apples. The rum was so good, I felt like I could kiss her all night long. If she hadn't interrupted us, I really believe I would have beaten the world record for longest kiss ever.
They take a shot. He kisses her face, then drinks from the rum bottle. She gapes. Outside, Will tangles his foot in the strap of a brown duffel bag. He leans onto Nola's shoulder as they stumble down a sidewalk. He points. In a bedroom, Nola forcefully swings the door open. Her and Will double over. Will leans against the doorframe. Nola crawls onto the bed.
It looks like the bed is spinning.
Oh no, that's just the rum talk.
She raises a foot into the air. He steps over and takes her heel in his hand.
I hate these buckles. They're always so hard.
I know.
He removes her shoe.
Don't laugh at me.
He rests his head on her chest.
I feel dizzy.
You should expect that by now.
Are you staying a bit? Come on, he never comes back before morning.
It is morning.
No.
Yes, it is morning right now. You don't know. It's morning, baby. Besides.
He rises up.
It'd be better like this.
You're gonna have to talk to him, Will.
He kisses her thigh. He gazes at her as he steps towards the door. He bends down, then rests against the frame.
Good night.
Good night.
He slips out of the door. She falls asleep. Flash to a river's edge with a bridge in the distance. Nola in heels and a yellow raincoat dancing with a black umbrella in the rain.
To touch you, to feel you, I make a bound to show it to you. Amazing and chic, precious and sublime, splendid and sparkling, visual the color of your emotions. Just me and you, my darling, it could be true. Make kiss by you, to get you, to catch you.
At her house, Karen throws Marvin's belongings onto the street from a balcony.
Son of a bitch! Asshole! Liar! Fucking dickhead! Shit! I told you not to come back here!
Honey, calm down!
Stop, Marvin! I don't want to hear from your sorry ass!
Listen, Karen. I mean, it's not more than just a misunderstanding.
I warned you, Marvin. I told you. If you ever did that shit again, we would be over.
That's just a personal album. I mean, there's no need to make a big deal out of it.
You're a fucking psycho.
Listen, honey. I never said I was perfect. But I'm getting help. Yeah, I'm in therapy.
Therapy?
Shh.
She rushes inside. Marvin shrugs at the old, bald-bearded customer. Karen returns and throws a guitar.
Oh, shit!
You're a fucking perv!
Flash to Marvin between a woman's legs, holding scissors and hair trimmings, on the street.
Listen, Karen. I don't want to lose you. I really don't want to lose you. Who get me my pills? I mean, yours are the best in town.
Oh, so that's what worries you, huh?
No.
Karen enters the house. Inside, she steps into the kitchen. She opens her fridge, then grabs a pill bottle and a handgun. She closes the fridge door, then opens it once more and grabs a framed photo of her and Marvin from a shelf. She steps back out onto the balcony, then hurls the pills and photo down.
Asshole! Now, get the fuck out of here!
Shit, with the goddamn pills!
Marvin grabs the pills.
You make me sick, pussy hair collector!
Fuck you, bitch!
She points her gun.
Hey, shut that!
In slow motion, Marvin grabs the old man's hand as they flee behind a car. In the pizzeria, Vinny approaches Marcello, who sips an espresso in front of a shelf.
Hey, Mars.
Hey, kid.
You mind if I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, it's all right. Go ahead.
A little embarrassing, though.
Go ahead.
Well, you're satisfied with your pecker size?
It's a little fucking personal, don't you think?
Yeah. If it's an issue for you, then...
No, it's not an issue for me. I just don't feel comfortable standing here casually chatting about my privates with you.
I understand. Because you think it's short? I mean, you can tell me. You could just say, Vinny, my dick's short.
Vinny, fuck off. Go back to work. We got things to do, all right?
You don't have to be embarrassed, you know. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Vinny, I'm not embarrassed, all right? My dick is neither too short or too long. It's about a standard size, all right? Go back to work.
Marcello on the phone.
I mean, you were never curious enough to measure it.
What, are you sick in the head? Go back to work, now.
In a hotel suite, Enzo gets a spray tan. He stumbles through a hallway, then stops and removes tanning goggles before entering a bedroom. He picks up a phone from a nightstand, then enters a bathroom.
Pronto. Yeah, Marcello. No, I'm just going to take a piss. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Marcello. You found this
great machine. I'm telling you, it's amazing. I've been on it 5 minutes. I can feel the blood rushing to my balls as we speak.
Yeah, look, get that pizza delivery uniform over here. Get me some flyers. Let's get the show on the road, all right? Ciao.
What the fuck are you doing? What, you painting the bedroom? Get your ass in there. Come on, you blonde bimbo.
In the pizzeria.
Got the delivery.
He's in heaven.
Good, so he's happy. What about your tongue?
What about it?
Well, is it rather long, rather short?
That's it, Vinny. What's this about? I mean, what's this about right now?
Can I see it?
See what?
Your tongue.
I'm not sticking my tongue out.
Show me your tongue.
Why should I show you my tongue? I'm not sticking my tongue out.
One time.
This is now getting embarrassing. I'm not sticking my tongue out, much less my no. Penis. I mean, Jesus Christ. What the hell is wrong? What are you, sick in the head?
Well, it's me, Vinny. Just
once.
I'm not doing it.
Vinny stares at Marcello, who sips his cup.
One time, that's it. And then you stop this line of questions. I swear.
Marcello glances around, then sticks out his tongue. Vinny gazes at it.
Holy shit, you got a long tongue.
Fine.
It's a good tongue.
Okay, that's it. I mean, this is getting old, Vinny. I want to know what this is about right now. Right now.
It's sensitive. Okay. Have you ever been able to touch your penis with the tip of your tongue?
What the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind? Do I look psycho enough to you to suck my own? Do I look like a contortionist to you? What are you on?
It's about Sabrina.
If you ever reach your penis with the tip of your tongue, Vinny, I'll go to dinner with you.
Oh, and if there is even the slightest chance that I can make this happen, even the remotest possibility, then I gotta do it. I mean, she is hot, man, and she drives me nuts. And I've been doing yoga, and I've been drinking only mineral water, and I looked at the blogs online, and I haven't eaten gluten and over a week, but I'm still like half an inch away.
His brow furrowed, Marcello kisses a cross around his neck, then leaves.
Mars.
In a therapist's office, Marvin lies on a couch holding a handkerchief.
I can't believe this.
The therapist stares up from Marvin's provocative scrapbook.
Oh,
she puts a hand to her mouth.
Oh, man.
Marvin, this album on its own is not necessarily a sign of an obsessive pathology.
You don't understand, dog. That's all I think about. Just woman. I'm telling you, dog, I'm an obsessive. As soon as I see one, I just can't help but think about stuff.
Okay, well, now you tell me a little bit about your mother.
What about her?
Well, do you love your mother?
Of course I love my moms. She's a pious woman who gave us lots of love, me and my three brothers.
When you were young, did you view your mother in a particular way?
With squinted eyes, he glances over at her repeatedly.
What you mean, Doc?
I don't know, Marvin. You tell me.
He sits up and faces her.
Hey, what you trying to say here, Doc?
You leave her out of this. You hear me?
You could be the victim of an unresolved Oedipal complex.
He buries his head in his handkerchief, then lies back down.
Oh, man. I just can't believe it's over with Karen, you know?
How do you think she feels? She found your book. Marvin, some women are very sensitive and
sensitive
and very, very fragile.
They're fragile.
Fragile and sensitive. Sensitive.
I won't kill that bitch. Oh.
White letters appear over a black background. Golden Wedding Anniversary. The date that is exactly 50 years after the date of the wedding. In a mansion room with double doors, a Greek woman in her late 60s gazes at a young man as she lets her hair down. With a small dog in her hand, she steps towards him. In a tuxedo, he leans her over to a couch. They sit and begin kissing with the dog in between them. In a living room, an old Greek man links shoulder to shoulder with three young men as they dance. On the couch, the young man lies on top of the woman. Scenes of the Greek man dancing in the living room, then the older woman and younger man running their hands all over one another. In the hallway, Karen and Nola wear provocative bunny costumes as they sneak up to the double doors. They brandish handguns as they burst into the room.
Hands on your heads! Don't move! Don't move or I will fucking shoot you!
Jonathan Green?
Hey, darling, I'm home.
Hands up! Oh, put your fucking gun down! Now!
The young Greek man hides behind a curtain. Karen shoves the old Greek man and a bodyguard into the room.
You give me one more look like that and I'll splatter your brains all over this fucking room.
You follow me and everything's gonna be all right.
God, what are you doing?
Nola grabs the Greek woman.
If everyone stays put, we won't harm her.
Karen locks the double doors. The three women rush out of the mansion. Out on the street, Will exits his car.
Nola! Hey,
Will, motherfucker, what are you
doing? What the hell are you doing?
Oh my God, get in the fucking car!
What's going on?
Let's go!
I don't know who's that and who this!
It's Andrew Uncle Owen.
We got wait, who? What? Wait, what?
We got to go!
That crazy Greek dude? Hell no!
Yes, get in, go!
Yes, come
yes,
on!
Go!
Nola pushes the Greek woman into the car.
Get in the fucking car!
The bodyguard runs onto the street.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yes?
You don't even know who you're dealing with, huh? You don't read the papers. You don't know that this site don't raise us piranhas. Piranhas.
No, not the fish. No, oh, I'm begging you, sir. No, oh, let go of me.
What was I supposed to do? I mean, Woody was stuck in bed with a stomachache, and we needed a driver.
What? Step out of it, Nola. Come on. Now you have any idea how ferocious these fish are? They can strip a body in minutes. Minutes. Come on, their teeth are razor sharp, and once a little bit of blood come out, one little drop of blood come out, they go crazy, frenzy. They don't stop. They don't stop. They start nom 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 nom, and then in the end of it, they start eating each other. Each other. And I ain't talking about it.
Will stops suddenly in front of Enzo, who shakes his head, then continues crossing the street.
You want to be the next dish on their menu? You want this the end of the bloodbath? Huh?
No.
I was psyched about my piranha story because the girls were so freaked out, they didn't say a word when I told them bring back his wife immediately.
Oh, darling, everything is going to be fine now.
The following days, stormy winds blew across New Orleans. Temperatures increased and Denzel sank into a sharp paranoia.
Hey, have you seen Noah? Have you seen Noah?
No,
I haven't seen him.
What about Woody? Where's Woody at?
He's in his room. He's sick.
In Woody's room.
Woody, wake up. Nola's gone. Wake up, damn it!
What?
My sister's missing.
Woody removes earplugs.
What?
Nola didn't come home last night. Did she say anything?
What about Will?
What about Will? His place is closed and he isn't home.
There you go. They're probably together.
They've got nothing to do together. What the fuck are you getting at? You high?
Woody's brow furrows. Denzel leaves. In her bedroom, Nola and Karen read a newspaper.
Their motives remain unknown, but they're described as two young women dressed in bunny costumes. More details.
Karen opens the paper.
Oh my God. The
Jonathan Green is holding auditions.
I told you that was it. I gotta go, Rudy.
Go, Rudy.
I gotta go, Rudy.
God, you look so happy. I told you it was him.
In his room, Woody answers the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Woody, what's up? You feeling better?
Nola, your brother just left my bedroom.
Woody, let me talk.
Jonathan Green is in town.
Jonathan Green?
Yeah!
Are you sure?
Oh, believe me, that was him. That was him. And the Pepper says he's holding auditions today at Aljo's Point.
So get ready.
Damn!
Algiers Point, in a large theater, Woody stands on stage in a tuxedo in front of Jonathan Green and a sparse audience. Karen and Nola gaze up at Woody. Jonathan places a hand to his chin, brow furrowed. Woody opens his eyes. Jonathan gapes. He applauds delicately, then stares towards Karen and Nola. Jonathan freezes. Karen's multicolored nails. A flashback to Karen and Nola holding everyone up at gunpoint. Jonathan dials his cell phone. Out on a sidewalk, the bodyguard grabs Nola and Karen in front of Woody and Jonathan.
This is magnificent.
Woody, Nola, and Karen enter a black town car.
Hence, you're great, Mr. Jones.
Inside, the old Greek man sits across from them.
I told my husband to leave you alone. So if you're not totally unconscious.
I think you should keep your silence about Jonathan and myself. Do you understand? Am I clear?
Very clear, Mrs. Andropoulos.
Good. Bye.
Mrs. Andropoulos lowers a phone from her ear. Later, with Nola and Woody in the car, Karen drives around a corner, then pulls up to the curb in front of her house. Denzel rolls up in his truck from the opposite direction. Denzel exits his truck. He opens Nola's door.
You are in so much trouble right now.
What are you doing here?
Come here, we need
to
talk.
He's hurting me, Denzel. Chill out, Denzel. You're going to break her arm.
You stay the hell out of this. That's what you do.
What's wrong with you?
I swear to you, I'm going to rid you of this Broadway bullshit. And from now on, you're going to stop seeing Karen.
I can't take it anymore, Denzel. Stop telling me what to do. I'm a big girl, you know.
You are my kid's sister, and I'm going to protect you whether you like it or not. I'll be damned if you end up in some strip club. You want a bunch of strange men slapping you on the ass, calling you a fucking snow bunny?
Calm down, Denzel. We didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, like I'm going to believe you and get back, and you know better.
Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel my ass. Stay away from me.
Flash to Nola in a bunny costume. She twirls a large lollipop in her hand as she gazes seductively. She closes her eyes as she licks and bites it, then gazes once again while she sucks on it. White letters appear over a black background that read, Hydrogen peroxide, a chemical liquid used for killing bacteria and for making hair lighter in color. Out on the street, Denzel marches Nola away from his truck towards a garage. Enzo pulls a gun on Denzel, who punches Enzo and throws him into trash cans. Denzel grabs a lid, then beats Enzo with it. Nola runs away.
I don't know about the stormy weather, but you could show them anything from tomatoes to mozzarella or pepperoni or even the fucking Mario Brothers, and he'll go nuts, fucking insane. So I wasn't in a real hurry to explain what was going on between me and his sister. That could wait.
In her room, Nola blocks the door.
Nola! 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 Nola, open this door! Nola! 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 Nola, open up.
I don't know. Whenever I look at you, Nola, I still see that 12-year-old little girl coming home from school. I can still hear you laugh.
I'm not 12 anymore, Denzel.
I made a promise to Mom that I was going to protect you. I'm not going to give up now.
Keep her out of this. You didn't visit her grave for years.
Outside Nola's room, Denzel lowers his gaze. He grabs an item from the doorframe, then reaches for the handle. Inside her room, Nola struggles with the door handle in Marvin's shop.
Marvin, I gotta go.
Why would you want to go? To listen to that gibberish?
But you promised.
Go ahead, go on, go.
Woody leaves.
Carm,
sweep the salon. Arthi, sweep the salon.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Sweep the salon, I said.
Marvin. Why am I always the one getting played? Khan always telling me to do what you told him to do.
Arthi, I tell you what Marvin tells me to do because you never know what to do until I tell you what to do. So do it.
I don't want to do what Marvin told you to do anymore. Marvin never told you to make me do what you're supposed to do. He told you to do it. And besides sweeping the salon, that's Woody's job. Woody's the one who's supposed to sweep.
Forget Woody. Never mind what Marvin told me to do or not to do. I'm telling you to do it.
I'm sick of doing everything.
Shut up.
Do you think I need this right now? Don't I have enough trouble with Karen as it is? I don't want to hear you anymore.
Tell it to Khan.
You know what? Me too. I'm sick of this shit-ass life in this salon that smells like dead rats.
Now, dead rats, huh? That's a real stench. Do you know how hard it was for me to get this place going? The sacrifices I made, now we may not have the best customers. But it's a respectable business, and it makes us a living. Anything else you want to add?
Of course not, Marvin.
So sweep the fucking cellar.
Marvin steps away. Khan makes hand gestures.
Ass.
Hathi stares after Marvin, then catches a broom. He smacks the ground. Hathi shakes his head, then sweeps the floor. Out on a sidewalk, Nola dangles from a balcony as she lowers herself down by a bedsheet. With a foot left, she drops onto the ground. She wipes her face, then runs across the street towards Will's shop. Inside, Will pours himself a drink. Nola rushes in.
Nola, what's wrong, babe? What's wrong?
Denzel is furious. They locked me inside my room.
What?
Are you listening to what
just
I'm
dry,
saying?
Dry your tears, baby.
He beat the shit out of a pizza delivery guy. You gotta talk to him, Will.
Of course, I'm gonna talk to him, baby.
Don't touch me. Don't kiss me. Fuck you all.
Sit down. Look, Nola, you need to stop messing around, you hear me? I know that Greek kidnapping wasn't a big deal of you, but it's still on my mind. So now ain't the time to be harassing me about Denzel.
Hey, Will.
Denzel approaches Will's shop.
Will.
I've already been through plenty of weird moments in my life, so I knew this one would come up eventually.
I don't know why you haven't told him yet. Life would be a lot simpler if you do it.
Yeah, simpler for you, not for me. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but your brother just gets a bit nervous when talking about you.
Forget about it now.
Inside his shop, Will's eyes widen. He grabs at Nola, who starts to unbutton her dress. Will shakes his head.
Hey, Will! Will!
Now in a one-piece undergarment, Nola drops her dress over a salon chair.
Are you in there?
In slow motion, she struts over to a salon chair. She crosses her legs as she sits, then gazes up.
Hey, Will! Is anybody there? Will!
What do you think?
No. You go put this dress on right now.
Watch out. If you take one more step, I'll scream.
Nola, the show's over, baby, all right? You got to put this dress on, all
right? Will, open up!
Are you going to talk to him?
Get dressed!
No.
Alright, I had it. You gonna put this dress on right now.
Let go of me, animal. You know better than my brother.
Put your clothes on!
No!
What the hell are you doing up in...
Will shoves the chair over. Nola is knocked unconscious. Denzel bursts in. Will holds Nola in his arms.
I'm going to have 5 seconds to make up a story and save my ass. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Will, what the fuck?
Now, don't you go imagining things, Denzel. Your sister walked into my shop just 10 minutes ago, shocked because of the piece of delivery boy you beat up. I mean, damn, Denzel, when you gonna grow up, huh? No. She don't even know when you gonna grow up. Now, you need to take her home right now before she catches cold, you hear me? Now, wait, watch your head, come on. Easy, all right. As incredible as it may seem, that was it. Denzel left with his sister. I knew she was gonna drive me crazy, but what else was I gonna do? Thunderstorms was announced that afternoon and record high temperatures for the next night. I mean, I had no choice, you know?
In a bayou, the blue van turns towards the naked man with the bagged head. In front of Denzel's garage, a bruised and bloodied Enzo pulls himself up. He supports himself against the house as he inches along the side of it.
You shine above the growing grace, a sign of love upon your face, I'm breathing.
Enzo puts up his arms and cowers while Denzel steps past him with Nola in his arms.
You had a nice room, I dreamed you had power, you don't need to answer.
Enzo stares after them, in the pizzeria kitchen.
Get the fuck out of here with that gluten-free shit again! Fucking asshole.
Napoli pizza.
Giuseppe, it's Enzo.
Enzo, hey, did you find him?
Found him.
Cocksucker beat the shit out of me.
10 minutes ago.
Ooh, I love you, Enzo.
He's a monster. He hit
some woman on his arms. Unconscious. God only knows what kind of horrible shit he did to her.
Okay, calm down. Are you sure it was him?
What the fuck do you mean, Arm? Am I sure?
How many black guys were white afro?
You don't go around beat the shit out of anything that moves.
Okay, calm down, and so...
Don't fucking tell me to calm down. That cocksucker, he beat me over
my head with a trash can lid.
I love you right now. I can mouth kiss you. All right,
listen to me. What do we do now? Do you know where he lives?
Yeah, I'm right next door. Look, Giuseppe, you gotta come get me. I think I need a doctor. We'll get the motherfucker tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. Okay, I'll be right over. Listen, don't worry, all right? When we're done with him, we're gonna fuck him so hard in his ass, he's gonna look like a real baboon!
Jez smacks Marcello on the head.
Boom!
While sitting on a counter, Vinny glances across the kitchen. He puts a metal bowl down on a stove element, then stares at his lap. With his hands on his thighs, he lowers his head and sticks out his tongue. He grabs the edge of the counter and pulls himself lower. He props his legs up on the opposite counter, then grasps at his thighs. With his tongue outstretched towards his crotch, he grabs the back of his head and forces it downwards. He relaxes his head, then stretches back down. Marcello stares at Vinny as he steps around the corner. Vinny casually swings his legs down, then grabs the bowl off the element. He holds a whisk up while he lifts the bowl. Vinny begins whisking the bowl. Marcello stares at him, shakes his head, then pats Vinny's leg. White letters appear over a black background. Yoga, a system of exercises that help you control your mind and body in order to relax. At night, by a rundown building, 3 clan members and their hound dog.
Come on, analyze. Pilot, bark it, I'm here.
They enter a red soft shell convertible.
What's that, Poppy? Edelweiss, that's his code name. What's up with these stupid flower names anyway?
Chill out, Poppy. You respect the rules.
I got it from the pound. The owner says he's a killer.
What, a hound? Are you kidding me?
No, he's not just any hound. He's a killer. Bark, Edelweiss, bark. See? Sick, Edelweiss, sick. Let me see your paw.
What the fuck? Is he pissing in the car?
Stop pissing, Edelweiss.
The dog is pissing in the car? The dog is pissing in the car.
What do you care? The car's a piece of shit anyways. You slam the door, the roof opens.
That's why I bought it, you fucking moron.
Well, I can't tell him to stop pissing in the car.
Let me explain something to you, Poppy. If you let the dog piss in the car like this, what do you think will happen? He's gonna think that he can piss in any car. So, So if I buy a new car, he's gonna think I got a fancy new toilet. Stop this motherfucker from pissing in the car. And tell him to stop giving me the stink eye.
What are you talking about? He's not giving you the stink eye.
I don't like the way he's looking at me. Now you tell him to stop looking at me like that, or I'm gonna put a bullet in his head.
You can't shoot a dog. That's just the way he looks, all right? He can't do nothing about that.
Tell him to stop giving me the stink eye.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't shoot the dog. You can't shoot him. Lilac, say something. He's gonna make a mess.
I don't give a shit. He's going to the junkyard anyway. I'ma open you up, you piece of shit. No!
Whoa, 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 I got an idea, I got an idea, I got an idea. Oh, no.
They put a blanket over the dog.
Problem solved. There we go. Finally.
In Algiers Point, across from Denzel's house and Will's shop, a van pulls up to a stop sign. Inside the van, Enzo, Marcello, and Vinny.
We're here.
Okay, good. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do, right?
Trust me, that motherfucker's gonna feel the pain. Every last fucking ounce of it.
All right, listen to me. Remember, keep you cool. I want that cocksucker alive.
He's gotta be able to explain everything to a man.
Trust me. You're gonna have all the time you need to
get all the information you need.
Good.
But when you finish, I'm gonna
take the motherfucker. I'm gonna throw him in the basement. I'm gonna beat him with a welding machine for 7 days and 7 nights. And when I finish,
I'm gonna take him and throw him in the fucking sewer and let him fucking rot
until the rats come in his goddamn intestines. Fille la putain.
Good.
7 days and 7 nights. We ain't gonna get much sleep.
The convertible stops in front of Will's shop.
Oh, what the hell is this?
What's happening now?
Tell me, what?
I don't know, three guys in...
KKK outfits just drove in.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They're going into the salon.
Salon, what the fuck are you talking... What the fuck is happening over there?
What the fuck I know? You're paying me to get them, not to look through walls.
Denzel approaches Will's shop.
Ah, there you are, cocksucker.
Hey, Will!
Look at that.
What? Will! What's happening? That's the guy?
What the fuck are you looking at, nigga?
A Klansman smacks Denzel with a gun.
Fuck.
What's happening? Let me know. The
guy's in the KKK office. They're beating the shit out of Denzel. He's bleeding. He's on the floor.
What? Are you kidding me?
What do you want me to do?
What the fuck you want me to do?
You get in there and you fucking save his ass so you can bring him back here so I can kick his ass.
White letters appear. Hood. A cloth bag that goes over someone's face and head so they cannot be recognized. Dawn, by a swamp, the convertible stops on a concrete road. The van stops across the water.
Hey, there they are, right there.
Come out!
Oh, shit.
The Klansmen lift a motionless Denzel from the trunk.
What are they doing?
They carry him onto a bridge, then toss him over the side into the murky water. The Klansmen move back to the convertible. They toss items into the trunk, then enter the car with the hound. The convertible tears off into a swampy field.
Let's get him.
Let's go.
Enzo, Vinny, and Marcello exit the van. At the water's edge, Denzel crawls out of the water. Guns drawn, Enzo and Vinny rush onto the bridge while Marcello guards the entrance.
Okay, we're on the bridge.
Can you see anything? Is anything guys?
Nobody here, no.
In the field, Denzel climbs into their van and reaches for the ignition. On the bridge.
Shit.
Enzo, listen to me.
That cocksucker. That goddamn cocksucker smashed my neck, and Amanda's coming home tomorrow. I need him alive!
Giuseppe, I understand you need him alive.
They shoot at the van as it drives past the bridge.
What the fuck? What? Enzo, what happened?
God damn it, motherfucker!
Hello?
Cocksucker!
Hello?
In the pizzeria kitchen, in slow motion, Jez smashes his phone.
Fuck!
Shit! He slams a large pot down. Daytime, Denzel grips the top of the van steering wheel as he drives down a street. He pulls out a cell phone.
Hello? Nola? Is that you?
What happened?
Calm down, baby.
Where are you?
The apartment is hanging out.
Stay where you are, right? Don't move. I'll be right there.
Denzel stops the van on the side of the road beside a disheveled Nola. He rushes towards her and hugs her.
Are you all right? What happened?
I just got a little scared, that's all.
Who did this to you? Nola, who did this to you?
Marvin.
What? Marvin?
She nods.
He didn't recognize me, that's all, I swear. He had a weird haircut. It was crazy.
Marvin did this to you.
She nods again.
Get in.
They pull up by Marvin's shop.
Lock the door!
Denzel exits. In the shop, Khan unravels a bandage from Hathi's foot, who is wearing a white robe. Denzel bursts in. With white face paint on, Khan's eyes widen.
Oh, Denzel, you want to use the phone?
Denzel beats Marvin.
Come on, I swear on my mother's face. Wait, touch her again and I'll fucking kill you.
Blood drips from Marvin's mouth as he collapses onto the floor. Frozen, Khan and Hathi stare. Denzel grabs a white robe.
The fuck is all this?
All right, listen, we can explain that, all right? The KKK costumes, it was Marvin's idea.
That was all Marvin's plan, man, all right? He went crazy, man. He even shot me in my foot.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The whole KKK thing, man, it was just a scare wheel, you know, and try to get some of his customers, man. You weren't supposed to be involved with that at all, man. That wasn't supposed to be you there.
Exactly.
No.
Come on, hey, you know, Marvin's been going crazy lately. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, you know. And when he broke up with Karen, you know, he lost
Which one of you knocked me out? Khan.
Hathi.
Khan.
Hathi.
Khan.
Hathi.
Khan.
Hathi.
Khan, I'm telling you right now, that motherfucker is crazy. Hathi. He the one that knocked you out, man. I'm telling you. Whoa.
One more time. One more time. Which one of you knocked me out?
I'm telling you, man, it was him. I did.
I didn't really have a choice, man. Come on. I know you understand, right? You understand what I'm saying. It's Marvin. Oh!
Denzel smacks Hathi with the butt of a shotgun. Later, liquor pours into a glass with ice. Khan taped in a salon chair.
Do we have to do it like this, man? Come on, we can...
Denzel crouches down.
All right, Ku Klux Khan, tell me your story.
All right. Okay, tonight, Will gave his sermon about Rosa Parks.
What led a 42-year-old black seamstress to rise against the establishment?
Dignity!
Yeah, you're right, my sister. Dignity! The deep consciousness of her human dignity. Yeah, you're right, dignity! Blessed be Sister Rosa Parks.
And everything was set. We waited for the salon to empty. And he was by himself, and we came in dressed in our costume. It wasn't about hurting him. It was about scaring him just a little bit. But Marvin, he went nuts. A few minutes earlier, he popped some pills, and I told him not to, but he didn't care.
Okay, don't. Those pills are loaded. Yolanda took some and had the worst trip.
Shut the fuck up, Hermie. I know what I'm doing. Get yourself ready. Who the fuck is
he? That shit totally ruined his brain, man. I don't know. You know, he went half nuts. He told us he'd kill us if we don't hold Will down. What would you have done? It's only later when we took all his clothes off and put a bag on his head that you showed up. Listen, I can assure you that was not part of the plan, okay? I only hit you and knocked you out because I was afraid that Marvin was gonna shoot you. Hey, man, this thing is really starting to get hot.
So what did you do with Will?
We brought him to St. Thomas Bayou.
Flash to the bayou. A white-robed Marvin points a gun at Will, who has a bag over his head.
Take off your jocks, neighbor. Come on, get naked. I want to see you naked as a worm. Fuck it, what are you doing?
Shut up!
Come on, motherfucker. Get naked. Take off those fucking jocks, nigger. Get naked. I want to see you naked. Come on!
Will shimmies out of his boxers.
You're gonna run and pray that your heart stops before the beast in the bile here eats you alive. Carry!
Will turns and runs as Marvin kicks him.
All right, so that's when shit just got out of hand, like this, out of hand, okay? Edelweiss looked at him funny. He shot it and missed and then hit Happy in the foot.
Don't let the dog's looking at me, man. You hear me?
What are you talking about? He's not looking at you.
That dog keeps looking at me like that, man. I'm going to shoot that dog, you hear me?
You better not shoot him. You better not shoot him. You understand me? You better not shoot him.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, right now.
Ah! You're the one.
Yes, that's a code name for the fucking dog. Don't you know that I hate dogs? Did you ever know that about me? I fucking hate dogs, man. They ain't good for shit, but the bark, piss, and shit everywhere.
How did it end?
I'm fucking fine right now, man. Please.
You better speak before I smoke your ass here all night.
Okay.
Talk.
Hey, he kept shooting the dog, okay? And I told him, man, stop shooting the dog or whatever. One of them got away, hit Will. Will hit the ground, man. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. These were just happening too fast, man. Come on, get me out of here, man. I am burning up.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Turn this shit off, all right? You know everything right now. You know everything, okay? There's nothing more to say. We came back to the shop. Marvin went to move the car. We were taking off our makeup, and I was tending to his fucking foot over there, and then you walk in, okay? I'm burning, man.
Hello? Outside Karen's gate.
What the hell are you doing here?
Oh, I am, looking for the guys with the, colored undies.
For what?
I need the pills.
Forget it. I'm out.
She jumps onto Karen.
Fucking pills!
Karen? Oh my god! Come on,
Karen hops into the van.
Oh my god, who is that girl?
She's a friend of Khan and Huck!
What's going on?
Ketamine in the fucking pill!
Calm down!
No, Karen. No, no, look at those damn fuckers acting right now with such a nervous system!
The nurse jumps onto the van, then slams her head into the windshield. She slides off onto the ground. Karen and Nola gape, then climb out of the van.
She dead?
I don't fucking know! What do we do, Karen?
I don't know!
Her head twitches as they poke her. They drag her onto the sidewalk in front of Marvin's shop. Inside, smoke billows around Khan's head.
Oh, help! Help! You gonna toast me right now? Oh, my goodness. Turn this shit off! Come on, man! Turn it off! Man.
Oh. Karen and Nola enter the shop.
Oh,
my God. What is going on here?
I'm burning!
These fuckers assaulted Will.
What? Where is he?
St. Thomas Bayou.
St. Thomas
Bayou. Nola, wait.
No, wait.
Hey, no. Hey, Karen. Karen, turn it off. Come here. Come here. Turn it off. Karen, get over here. Turn it off. Turn it now.
In his room, Woody sits up in his bed and removes his earplugs.
High life.
In the bayou, a cop slams Marcello onto the hood of his car.
Look, it's only green light.
An officer shoves Vinny into a car.
Flying above the birds high in a tree.
Another officer escorts Enzo, who glances up as Nola drives the van over a bridge. Inside the van, tears stream down Nola's face as she glances out of the window. Down in the bayou, the officer pushes Enzo into the back seat of the cop car. Nola continues to survey the swampy fields outside as she drives down the road. In a field by a bush, the hound dog wanders up to a naked Will. Will stirs as the dog sniffs at the bag on his head. Will rises up. He stumbles to the ground, then stands once more. With the bag over his head, he glances around. In black and white, flash to a young boy in a salon chair.
My name's Will, and as far as I can remember, I always dreamt of having an afro. It's the symbol of my individuality, the symbol of all the struggles against the oppressor.
The young boy slips through a hole in a fence, then stands by a train as it passes. The boy steps past a house with a wall of graffiti.
Lead me like a preacher. Oh Lord, forgive me and hear my prayer.
He runs by a white picket fence.
I'm gonna cross the river.
He slows in front of a poster of Rosa Parks.
Oh Lord, forgive me and hear my prayer.
In the bayou, with his hands bound and the bag over his head, Will staggers around a tree as the van pulls up behind him. Nola runs towards him.
Will!
Nolan?
Will!
Nolan?
Yes,
Nolan.
Baby, it's
Nolan.
Jesus. Baby. Oh my God. What have they done to you? Don't move.
She unties the rope around the bag.
Oh my God. Baby.
While facing him, she lifts the bag.
They saved your afro.
It's all right, baby. It's all right. You here.
They kiss.
I will know
you're
so scared. It's just fine. It looks worse than it is, all right? I love you.
At a church.
A few months later, we were at the church celebrating our wedding. Denzel had finally opened his eyes and accepted the situation. He had done a lot of work on himself, even forgave Marvin. Nola was more beautiful than ever, and our honeymoon to Broadway was scheduled for next fall. Woody got a call back from Jonathan Green. Karen stopped cutting pills with ketamine. Marvin was trying to regain Karen's heart. Pizza Boy started delivering in the neighborhood again, and Algiers Point had gone back to its legendary quietness. Me, I'm just waiting for my bride and for my hair to grow back.
Outside the church, Denzel holds Nola's hand as they approach a band by the entrance. Denzel moves up the front steps and holds a door open for Nola, who enters. Inside the church, a mopey Denzel walks Nola towards Will at the altar. Nola hands a bouquet to Karen. Denzel eyes Will. Nola takes Will by the hand in front of a priest. Denzel takes his seat. Nola and Will gaze at one another.
You may all be seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We are gathered here today to celebrate this union of Nola and Will. Let us pray.
Nola and Will mouth, Father, I love you.
You have blessed the wedding and called it to be a spiritual ministry, symbolic of your love through your Son, Jesus Christ, and of our Father who lives and reigns with you, and of the Holy Ghost. One God forever.
I'm sorry, Father. Let her go.
What are you doing, Denzel?
Look. Trust me, Nola, okay? I know what's good for you.
Denzel lifts Nola up.
I'm not in the mood.
I'm sure in the mood. My cup.
The wedding attendees follow Denzel as he carries Nola out of the church. Outside, Denzel walks past the band. Will follows Denzel as he takes Nola across the street. Karen and Marvin follow. Authie dances with the nurse past the band, followed by the rest of the attendees. Inside, the priest looks around the empty church. He lowers his arms, then taps his leg with the Bible. Outside, the band marches away from the church entrance and onto the street. A drummer beats a snare drum. Credits. Special thanks to Erica Badu. Title, Nola Circus. Written and directed by Luke and Est. Original script and screenplay by Luke and Est. Producers, Arnaud Betten and Luke and Est. Executive producers, Boris Diaw. Johan Giroux. Michael Siena. Bakary Sagna. Maxime Ramos. Luca Ballo. Nicholas Batam. Nando DiColo. Louis Saha. Alexis Anjinsa. Ian Mahinmi. And Ronnie Turiev. Co-producers, Vincent Paolini, Stephanie and Patricia Lalanne, Nicholas Satoro, Jerome Sereau, and Sophie Marjolais-Saper. Cinematography by Andrew Strayhorn. Music by Polaric Riviere. Casting by Ryan Glorioso. Production design by Frank Zito. Set decoration by Michael O'Sullivan. Associate producers, Yannick Gavel, Frederick Ajiwanu, Maxime Cartier-Million, and Anne Durandre. Casting, Will Martin Bradford. Nola, Jessica Morali. Marvin Orchid, Vass Blackwood. Karen, Camille McEwen. Vinny, Dave Davis. Giuseppe, Ricky Wayne. Con, Lilac, Nikoi Banks. Hothy, Poppy, Corey Mendel Parker. Denzel, Reginald Varese. Woody, Lucius Baston. Marcello, Robert Catrini. Yolanda, Rachel Lee McGill. Amanda, Maddie Ferraro. Salesman, Maddie Ferraro. Accountant, Martin Cover. Jonathan Green, Gio March. Elios Andrupoulos, Christopher Corrin. Elena Andrupoulos, Peggy Walton Walker. Sabrina, Taryn Terrell. Bodyguard, Adam Duncan. The Shrink, Carol Sutton. Samantha, Marjorie Parker. Dolores, Samantha Beaulieu. Old Man, Clarence Gaynor. Priest, Toy A. Hodge. Young Will, Ladell Yia. Jonathan Green Assistant, Kevin Amond. Church, Belle Garland, Olivia Brown. Geraldine Lambert, Frida Asu, and Dennis Christmas. Cops, Michael Brooks, Jesse Wallace, Tom Wick, Anthony Stolem, Joseph Smith, Sophie Marjolel, Arthur Vapil, and Janelin Hayes. Bodyguard, Julio R. Castillo. Tanning Spray Girl, Christine Carrere. Enzo Girls, Janie Lewish, Emily Jesse Thomas, and Michelle Hutton. Napoli Pizza Workers, Casey D. Crisosto, Christopher Silva, Luca Nest, Peter McGrew, and Kendall Stokes. Barbershop Clients, Charlie Gardner Jr., Anthony Lunkins, Libby Carson, Shirley Ciprian, Ray DePlusis, Romanel Green, Robert Poole, Otis K. Williams, Christopher O'Connor, Richard J. Patton, Riley Owens, Rotan Johnson, and Nicholas Satoro. Church Band, Terry Gibson Jr., Terrence Green, Edward Johnson, Herbert McGarver IV, Daryl McGowan, and Christopher O'Connor. Sirtaki Dancers, Eldon S. Hooner III, Emmanuel Isnidis, Kristen Matthews, and Nicholas Stokes. Marvin's Girls, Dana Fairchild, and Ayang Patterson. Companies, Nola Circus Limited, Hong Kong, Nola Circus Production, USA. Louisiana, Video Equipment Rentals, Roger & Associates, Alliance Insurance, Chase Bank, Enterprise, Hertz Equipment, Hollywood Rentals, New Orleans City Park, Quixote Studio, LLC, Southern Costume Company, and Music Shed Studios, New Orleans. France, Nola Circus Graphique Design, Studio M, Film Factory, Paris, Imagine Paris, High Fun Paris, Tabasco Paris. Special thanks to SAG, AFTRA.